Will Guthleben, thanks for joining me on the show today.
That's my pleasure, Lockie Pringle.
We've got you in today because you are the bass player for Sydney band Fergus Bailey and the Teeth. And you guys have a show coming up at the Factory Theatre on Feb 28 as part of their Sunday set lists. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, the Sunday set list program was kind of a pipe dream for a lot of people as sort of a follow-up to plans that had to get canned because of COVID. So originally it was going to be a much larger thing at the Metro. There were going to be hundreds and hundreds of bands playing on Saturday nights, and there were going to be, you know, we were talking like thousands of people. It's going to be huge. Unfortunately, all of those were slated to start like March 25th or something, and then the whole state was like no more doing anything on March 16th or whenever it was. So we had to can that, but it was on the back burner for the whole year. And then they've just sort of been a way for like indie bands in Sydney to get a bit of clout and get back on the horse, on the wagon, off the wagon.
Yeah.
On the wagon.
on the wagon.
Get on the wagon. I'm going to leave that analogy behind. And yeah, it's been really cool. So we've been playing at the Factory, which has been a pretty big venue for a lot of people. I know certainly that a lot of the bands we've played with had never played there before. But yeah, it's just been a really great scene for the last couple of months. We've done one Sunday set list. We did one back in November. But this one's definitely going to be much bigger. We're in the main room this time, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, how has the last year kind of been for you guys? I know that you kind of had a bit of music coming out. You had your latest single, On the Coast, that was released, and then kind of COVID all happened. You've recently put out a video for that song. What's kind of been the band's strategy throughout this year?
Yeah, I mean, COVID, I think, like most bands, we didn't really see it coming and didn't really have a plan for it. And also, our keys player decided to leave midway through the year, which was a bit of a shame. But we were doing a bunch of recording over the internet. So we'd like record stems and send them each other. And we were sort of compiling it all for a song called Alone in the Night, which we've sort of settled into a version of. We're planning on recording that properly in a studio in April or March, maybe. But we replaced, maybe not replaced, but we found a new guitarist to sort of fill that role that Felix, our keys player, was in, and we auditioned a few people and they were all really great, but we settled on Sachin, our new guitarist, and basically as soon as we could start rehearsing again, that's what we were doing, and we've been working really, really hard to get to back to the standard we were at November 2019, and then I think we've surpassed that by now, but I think just staying in touch with other bands and being ready to respond when something like the Sunday set list came along was kind of our key strategy, which is, I think, is starting to pay dividends. And we've got a lot of big gigs coming up in general, so we've just been trying to really plug it. There's a weird thing happening, as I'm sure you're aware, where big touring acts can't come to Australia. Mm. And bigger Australian bands aren't playing because, you know,
you can't have
Crowded House.
Festivals and that sort of stuff.
I don't really know if Crowded House is still playing, but like big bands, I'll just keep it general. Big bands.
Crowded House.
Yeah, I don't know where that came to mind. Big bands can't really play in their normal shows, but venues still want to put shows on. And so there's this kind of, the ceiling has really been raised for what little bands like mine can do.
The little band that could, Fergus.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's that saying, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. And so there's a lot of mice on some big stages at the moment. I mean, it's been really great for us in that regard. It's not good that people can't dance at shows. Obviously, you know, we have to make sacrifices rather than...
Fergus will do the dancing for all of them.
That's right.
Basically, for people that don't know a lot about Fergus Bailey and the Teeth and, yeah, your band's kind of style, I'm actually, first of all, interested in hearing, in your words, what genre do you guys consider yourself to be playing?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a hard question. I think we sort of oscillate between describing ourselves as, like, alt-rock with a bit of a jazz influence. I know that we all like very different things. We all come from very different backgrounds. There's a lot of classical, a few of us are jazz players, and then Fergus, our singer, our hero, comes from a big sort of folk singer-songwriter background.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a bit of everything, and it sort of depends song by song how we want to arrange it. Like, there was a big Nick Cave influence for a while, but we're moving in a more dancey direction because we want our audiences to enjoy themselves and not just be sitting looking kind of sad. Which was
well, I think, yeah, if there's any year to start getting people out of their chairs,
that's right.
2020 might not be the one.
That's right.
2021
yeah.
might be.
Had to take the L on 2020. But yeah, I would say that's the kind of sound. There's funk always creeping in despite our best efforts.
Yeah, cool.
So that would be it.
Despite your best efforts. Songwriting wise, is it a band sort of collaboration? Does Fergus kind of come in with ideas for songs? Like, where are the songs coming from?
Yeah, so Fergus kind of brings in a skeleton of a song. So he comes in with chords and lyrics. But then the rest of us all kind of write our own parts. It's quite democratic, actually, which is nice when it works. The songs generally do change quite a large amount from the original, which is, you know, which we all like, I think. But there's a lot of, I guess, back and forth, you would say, with how songs are structured, which is really good. And we change our arrangements for them all the time as well. Like, no song is the same two gigs in a row.
Yeah, I guess so. Coming back to the gig you guys are playing on the 28th with Dogma and Sunday Estate are also on the bill supporting. Any plugs for those guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're both incredible. Very different acts, certainly. But, yeah, there's a really good vibe. I actually saw Sunday Estate playing at another one of these Sunday set lists back in November. You know, they've been around for a while. They're really solid. And then Dogma are really cool as well. A very different sound to probably what you're expecting from a sea of indie rock bands, but they're definitely not that.
Sure.
But yeah, it's going to be a really cool, very dynamic lineup. I think it's going to be a very exciting show.
Yeah, cool. I know you also wanted to plug this video series you guys did recently, a live recording
session.
Yeah,
Alive Productions, yeah. That's right. So we were lucky enough to have the guys at Alive Productions reach out to us. They just do a bunch of live streams of artists and get them in a studio and film it, and it put it all on YouTube. They were super generous with their time, and if you want to find a sample of us playing live, there's an hour-long recording of us doing a gig, which we did last Thursday, on their YouTube channel. And we'll certainly be sharing that quite a bit closer to the gig, so if you follow us on Facebook, you'll probably be inundated with that video.
But yeah, cool.
It's lucky for you, because it's really good.
Yeah, cool. I guess last sort of thing leading into this gig, I guess one of my favorite things about seeing you guys live is all the ways that you guys kind of, you know, you've lost your keyboard player, you've brought in a guitarist, but you're still managing to create that sound that was kind of there through the use of guitar sounds and through the use of even like holding up a phone recording to the guitar. Your lead guitarist, I remember, was holding up, like playing a recording through
phone. Some poetry he was reading.
Yeah, up against the guitar pickup. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Just talk about how unique
talk about
you guys
that.
Are.
Yeah,
just talk about that.
I think I think there's a nice flexibility with sound. I think none of us are really that interested in sounding too conventional. Henry, our guitarist who does the phone thing, has always been really pushing the envelope. Quite an experimental player, more interested in soundscapes than like shredding or playing rhythm chords. I think it speaks to the kind of band we've always been. I mean, in our first form, we had a cellist and no drummer. And then at one point we had a trumpeter as well. The lineups changed heaps. But I think we don't generally approach parts as I'm a guitarist, so I'm going to play a guitar part. It's more just like, what melody needs to be here? How can we fill out this texture? It comes from, you know, it comes from all of us, which is really nice. And we've been mixing in different backing vocals too. Like, we sort of don't really have a job, if that makes sense.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I think that's such a great way to think about the makeup of the band musically. And if you want to see Fergus Battling the Teeth pull off all these crazy feats musically on Sunday, the 28th of Feb at the Factory Theatre, go follow them on social media. At Fergus Belly in the Teeth, is that right?
That would be it, yeah.
And tickets available, we're at factorytheatre.com.
You've put me on the spot here. I'm actually,
go to the event.
I'm actually
event.
Not certain, but
follow Fergus Belly
in the Teeth
on social media.
There's definitely an event And yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. And yeah, we'll be posting it all over our socials ahead of the gig.
Easy. Get to the socials, link in bios, all that sort of stuff.
Slide Will. Into DMs, etc.
Will, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for your time, Lucky. Really appreciate it.
See you later.